Blog Talk Radio.
I guess we'll just go with the intro, Nurse Carmen.
Okay. Hello out there in podcast and welcome. This is Hodge to Hodge, podcast by Hodge to Hodge. Excuse me. Ooh. And this is the Messenger edition. We have co-producers, Ken and Ron Hodge. This is Nurse Carmen. And again, we welcome you and thank you for tuning in. Next, we will have a conversation with the Messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and thank you once again for that introduction.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to have everyone back tonight and those that will download a little later. I just want to continue from where we left off at on Sunday. And I want to let you know that God is not the God of your mythology. Neither is God a goddess. God is the creator, that which creates. Yet God chooses to know itself in its own experience. Just as God knows the perfection of designs through a snowflake, God's awesome beauty through a rose, so too does God know his power, his creation power, through you. To you, God has given the ability to constantly create your experience. That which is the ability that God has. So God is giving you that ability to create. Though, through you, God knows every aspect of himself, of itself, the perfection of the snowflake, the awesome beauty of the rose, the courage of lions, the majesty of eagles, all reside in you. In you, God has placed all these things, and one thing more, the consciousness to be aware of it. Thus have you become self-conscious, and thus have you been given the greatest gift, for you have been aware of yourself being yourself, which is exactly what God is. God himself is aware of himself being himself. This is what is meant by the statement, I am that I am. You are that part of God which is the awareness, experience. And what you are experiencing and what God is experiencing through you is God creating God. God in the continual act of creating God. You are God, chosen to be what God is and choosing what you're going to be. Each and every one of us collectively are creating that. You are doing it on an individual basis as each of us decide who we are and experience that. And you are doing it collectively as the co-creative collective beings that we are. So what I'm saying to you is that you are, God already knows, I'm sorry, God already knows who it is, your decisions. He also knows who you are, who you always been, and who you will always be. God already knows these things. So if God already knows these things, then I guess you say to yourself, then how do you know what I'm going to choose to do and have in the next moment, much less what the whole human race is choosing, is going to choose? And we have to understand that we've already done the choosing. Everything you're going to be, do, or have, you've already done. You're doing it right now. You understand? You're doing it right now. So you're choosing and you're being and you're doing it all right now. And you say, well, wow, that sounds just a little bit far-fetched. But what you have to understand, and we spoke about this before in some of our other podcasts, there is no such thing as time. Past, present, and future are concepts that we have constructed. Reality we have invented in order to create a context within which to frame your present experience. Otherwise, all of your experiences would be overlapping. Actually, they are overlapping. It's happening at the same time. You simply don't know this. You place yourself in a perceptive shell that blocks out the total reality. The point I'm making here is that everything is happening at once. Everything. So, yes, God does know what I'm going to be and what I am and what I was. God knows this always. That is always. And so, see, there is no way you can surprise God. There is no way you can surprise God. So if there's no way you can surprise God, there is no way that you can upset God, because what you have to understand is you are part of God. You are God spiritually. God knows that he's God, but in order for him to be God, he has to be able to experience. I'm sorry, let me change that. He knows that he's God, but in order for him to understand the fullness of being God, he has to be able to experience it. You can't experience being 6 feet tall if you're not 6 feet tall. So he has to be able to experience it, to recognize it. See, now we've just touched on the secret reason for all of physical life. It is life in the physical which so mesmerizes us, and rightly so, because it is, after all, an extraordinary adventure. What we use here to help us forget is what some of you would call the pleasure principle. The highest nature of all pleasure is that aspect of pleasure which causes you to create who you really are in your experience right here, right now, and to recreate and recreate and recreate again who you are at the highest level of magnificence. That is the highest pleasure of God. The lower pleasure of all pleasures is that part of pleasure which causes you to forget who you really are. Do not condemn the lower nature, for without it, you could not experience the higher. It is almost as if the pleasure of the flesh at first causes us to forget who we are, then become the very avenue through which we remember. And the use of physical pleasure as an avenue to remember who you are is achieved by raising up through the body the basic energy of all life. This is the energy which sometimes call sexual energy, and it is raised up along the inner columns of your being until it reaches the area you call the third eye. This is the area just behind the forehead, between and slightly above the eyes. As you raise the energy, you cause it to course all through your body. It is like an inner orgasm. So you say, well, how is this done? You think it up. I mean that. Just as I said it, you literally think it up. The inner pathways of what you have called your chakras, once the life energy is raised up repeatedly, one acquires a taste for this experience, just as one acquires a hunger for sex. The experience of being raised is very sublime. It quickly becomes the experience desired.
But the message is your audio is breaking up.
Okay, is this better?
Okay, go ahead.
The experience of the energy being raised is very sublime. It quickly becomes the experience most desired. yet you never completely lose your hunger for the lowering of the energy, for the basic passion, nor or you try, for the higher cannot exist without the lower in your experience. So as I've pointed out to you many times, once you get to the higher, you must go back to the lower in order to experience again the pleasure of moving to the higher. Now, I got to stop because that is very, 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 very important for us to understand. And we if we break it down, this also applies to what we call good and what we call bad. You know, one of the things I always say is all things are working together for the good. So you've got to embrace these things in which we've labeled bad. Embrace them. Why? Because whatever it was that gave you the result that you did not desire, it is what helps you appreciate when you get to that point that you were trying to get to. If you stayed at that point that you were trying to get to, it wouldn't be the same again. You got to be able to come back down so that you can go back up. So, and I just say this to us so that we can understand better that the things that we do, they're not sins against God. God is not mad at us. God is experiencing himself being God. And when we begin to see it like that, then we won't be so judgmental, not only on our, on others, but on ourselves. Because then we'll truly understand that all things are working together. Whether you want to accept it at that time or not, it's working together. This is the sacred rhythm of all life. You do this not only by moving the energy around inside your body, you also do this by moving around the larger energy inside the body of God. You incarnated as lower form, then evolved into higher state of consciousness. You are simply raising the energy of the body of God. You are that energy, and when you arrive at the highest state, you experience it fully. Then you decide what next you choose to experience, and where in the realm of relativity you choose to go in order to experience. You may wish to again experience yourself being yourself, or it is a grand experience indeed. So you may start all over again on the cosmic wheel. And no, there is no such thing as a cosmic wheel. Not the way you have imagined it. Many of you have imagined that you are on not a wheel, but a treadmill in which you are working off the debts of past actions and triumphantly not to incur any new ones. This is what some of you call the karmic wheel. It is not so very different from a few of the Western theologies, for in both paradigms, you are seen as unworthy sinners, seeking to gain the purity to move on to the next spiritual level. The experience which I have described here, on the other hand, I'm calling the cosmic wheel, because there is nothing of unworthiness, debt repayment, punishment, or purification. The cosmic wheel simply describes the ultimate reality, or what you might call the cosmology of the universe. It is the cycle of life, or what sometimes terms the process. It is a picture phrase describing the no beginning and no end nature of things, the continuality connect path to and from the all of everything, on which the soul joyfully journeys throughout eternity. It is the sacred rhythm of life by which you move the energy of God. By which you move the energy of God, and where it is inside you. In truth, there is no lower or higher place on the cosmic wheel. How can there be? It is a wheel, not a ladder. Now, that is excellent. That is an excellent imagery and an excellent understanding. Therefore, condemn not that which you call the lower, basic animal instinct of man. Yet bless them, honor them as the path through which and by which you find your way back home. So just as I was saying, don't look at it as bad. And this is one of our downfalls. We allow any and everything to quote unquote get us down. And I want you to know it's okay to be down. It's not a bad thing. Because when you're down, it gives you that much joy to rise. But if you look at down as a bad thing, then you don't experience it. And this is what you're here for. You're here so that God can experience exponentially being God. This is what you're here for. This is who you are. But you can't accept that if you're still walking around thinking that God sits on the hill, on the mountaintop. You have to understand that God is within you. And not only is God within you, God is within the trees, the dogs, the cats. God is within them. All living things, because in order to live, it needs that energy. And that energy is God. So what I'm saying here, I know it would relieve a lot of people of a lot of guilt around sex. But it is why I've said it. Play with sex and with all of life. Mix up what you call the sacred and the sacrilegious, for until you see your altars as the ultimate place of love and your bedroom as the ultimate place of worship, you see nothing at all. You think sex is separate from God. I tell you this, God is in your bedroom every night. He's everywhere. What do you think, when we go in the bedroom and close the door and cut off the light, he leaves? He sees it. So go ahead. Mix up what you call the profane with and the profound so that you can see that there is no difference and experience all as one. Then when you continue to evolve, you will not see yourself as letting go of sex, but simply enjoying it at a higher level. For all of life is S-E-X, synergetic energy exchanged. And if you understand this about sex, you will understand this about everything in life, even the end of life, what we call death. At the moment of your death, you will not see yourself as letting go of life, but simply enjoying it at a higher level. When at last you see that there is no separation in God's world, that is, nothing which is not God, then at last will you let go of this invention of man which you have called Satan. If Satan exists, he exists as every thought you ever had of separation from God. You cannot be separate from God, for God is all that is. Remember, we spoke about the devil. Man invented the devil to scare people into doing what they wanted under the threat of separation from God. If they did not, condemnation, being hurled into the everlasting fires of hell, was the ultimate scare tactic. Yet now you need be afraid no more, for nothing can or will ever separate you from God. You and God are one. We cannot be anything else if God is that all that is. So why then would I condemn myself? And how would I do it? How could I separate myself from myself when myself is all there is? and there is nothing else. God's purpose is to evolve, not to condemn, to grow, not to die, to experience, not to fail to experience. God's purpose is to be, not to cease to be. God has no way to separate himself from himself or anything else. Hell is simply not knowing this. Salvation is knowing and understanding it completely. You are now saved. You needn't worry about what's going to happen to you after death anymore. Just take that in. Take that in. That you can never be separate from God. And as bad as much as we want to say here, we have to understand that it is better. Just think about right now having the power that you have. But because of our limited understanding, because of our lack to truly trust God, because of the theologies that have been beaten into our heads throughout the years, do you know how limited we are making ourselves? Do we see what we do when we really put our mind, body, and soul to it? Can we all just stop for a moment and think about some of the things in which we've done? And then we've later tried to figure out, how did I do that?
Right now, okay.
And we did that subconsciously. So imagine once we come to truly know, then we can do it constantly on purpose. Because that is who we are. And as great as we are, when this energy leaves this body, it becomes 10 times greater, 100 times greater. Why? Because, as the co-producer said, it is now once again totally connected to the source. Now, please understand, you can never not be connected. And what I mean by that is, okay, I'll use that example, the family. As long as the family are apart, we're still connected, but we're not there together in the masses. But when you leave this body, you become part of the masses of the body of God. You become the trees. You become the water, every living thing. Now, we've got a few minutes, and I don't want to get into my next subject because on Thursday, we're going to go into death. Or what we call death. I don't want to start it tonight. And so since it's been a little while since we've been on, I got my co-producer, I got Nurse Carmen on. I'd like to, I know y'all say, well, that's a rarity, but I'd like to give you a moment or two so that you can speak and let everybody know how you're doing as you continue to go within to know and be the best that you can be. Nurse Carmen, you want to go, and then I'll have my co-producer close us out?
Sure. Well, I am doing well now that my remembrance continues to happen. I'm awakening, or have been awake, I should say, and continue to be, about my spirituality and my connection to God, and know that He is within. So I'm doing well. I can't complain.
All right. Let's see, I'll sum
and
it up. I'm doing well.
We're late.
My co-producer, it's been a minute. Let me see you go preach a sermon. Wow. Wow.
No, I think it's awesome when you come into the realization that
Amen.
You don't need anybody to get
That's
what
right.
you already have. And again, I like to say, to get what you already have, because
mm-hmm.
we've been duped for years, for centuries, into believing that we had to go somewhere else to get it. But this ministry that you hear in this podcast is telling you, you already have it. All you have to do, if you really feel you need to go somewhere, is go somewhere and get in touch with what you already have. And I can't say that enough to people because just the thought of being connected to God sometimes is so awesome that it makes it easy for folks to say, this is blasphemy if there is such a thing. How dare you speak against whatever it is that you're speaking against? But I'm here to tell you, folks, you can go wherever you need to go. You can give whatever it is you need to give. Understand, none of that matters to God. None of that. I'm sorry. Your tithing, your going to church, I don't think God is impressed or depressed by that. It makes no difference in the overall connection between you and the Creator. But if that's what you choose to do, you know, go right ahead and do it. Just understand why you're doing it. That's all I have, brother Messenger.
All right. And what you said, I just want to confirm it, that is so true. We're not saying that you can't go to church. If that's what brings you joy, then you go. But it's just so important that you know that you going does not in any way whatsoever change your relationship with God. I've said it before, we've got to understand Hitler. It didn't change his relationship with God. When it was all said and done here on this world, Hitler will be waiting up there with us because he isn't different. And I guess they say, well, why you want to pick Hitler? Because I'm trying to show you with God, the things which we call right or wrong or good or bad or whatever, it's not relative to God. God gave you free will. Free will. That is so that you can do as you please. Create who it is that you want to create.
Yes, yes.
And if some people create themselves to be murderers, as crazy it may sound, then they could be, it's not going to change their relationship with God. But that choice that they made, I hope they understand that it does come with some consequences, and not consequences per se, God sitting down, looking down on them, just the universal law that's been established. Whether you believe that there's a God or not, it still doesn't matter. The golden rule applies to you. Whether you think you're God and nobody else is anything, the golden rule still applies to you. What a man sows, so shall he reap.
Amen.
Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Or break it down even further. What comes around, what goes around, comes around. All the same. So I thank you for tuning in, and I really missed the podcast. I'm glad that we're back, and please believe we'll be back at our regular scheduled time on a regular basis, because it's important that we get this word out, because there are so many that are sleepwalking, scared to wake up, and it's time for us to wake up and understand just how awesome we really are. Thank you, my co-producer.
I thank everyone for listening to the Messenger podcast. And I tell you, with all sincerity, this is a podcast. This is a ministry designed to open your head up. This is one to open your mind up. No longer are you forced to believe just because all your life someone told you that that's what it is. No, I want you to use your mind, understand what makes you comfortable. And if you listen to this ministry, there's no way you cannot be comfortable with it. Because in the overall plan, God wants you to do nothing but live your life. Hey, this is co-producer for the Messenger podcast. We'll be coming at you on a regular basis, because there it is. It's very important that we understand. Let's stop playing. Let's stop becoming involved in customs and courtesies that were established without the church or in the church. It really doesn't matter, because the church is not an entity. And I don't want to say this wrong, but I'm going to say it how I feel it. The church is not an entity that we ought to really involve ourselves with. You can, but it's not necessary. And understand, when I say it's not necessary, I only say it's not necessary because you already have the Creator inside of you. Hey, good Amen. Night from Blog Talk Radio, and we'll see you next week.
Good night. Good night.